Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Also, you'll find free stuff over at Nick's website, which is freemindstv.com. Head over there to take a look at Free Minds TV, the television version of the show, as well as a radio version that they do on a handful of stations across the country on Sundays. You can also hear it on the Free Talk Live live streams, as well as the Liberty Radio Network live stream on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern Time. You can get all those details at freemindstv.com. More great pro-liberty content for you to consume at your leisure. All right, so we're continuing here. Your phone calls about whatever you want. We had a call come in last hour that reminded me of one of my favorite stories. Now, the call was a guy who was making the claim that being in a relationship wherein both individuals are sharing resources is socialism. Now, one of our chatters pointed out in the AmpOnly chat room that it's more collaborative relationship than it is socialism, because socialism suggests more of a society structure with involving the state. But all that said, we gave him the point. We said, you know, you might be able to call
it. If you're going to call a commune socialism, I suppose you can call it more communistic.
Communal.
Communal, yeah. Like, I think you could probably call a family more communal, but really the difference between socialism and communism in people's minds is a very thin line.
Absolutely.
Socialism really means somebody up top telling your butt what to do all the time. And they own everything. Everything.
And you don't get to choose. In all of the socialist regimes that we've seen, you don't get to choose. You know, if somebody wants to create voluntary socialism, then that's fine. And that's what he was pointing out. He said, well, in his one of his roommate situations that he had, where he had a couple of roommates, they had this voluntary deal where they all threw apparently 100% of their paychecks into the same community pot. Now, this is a really
apparently they had no intention of dating anyone.
Yeah. So this is a really unusual kind of roommate situation. At least it's one I've never heard of. I mean, I've heard people sharing bills before, but I've never heard of anybody actually sharing their paychecks. So he said that they all threw money in, and since he was making the most, he felt like he was doing something nice for his friends. And, you know, that's great. Whatever makes you feel good. And if it works for you, then great. But as he pointed out, it didn't work out, because as soon as one of the other guys started making more money, he decided he wanted to keep all his paychecks, and he wasn't interested in this throw everything into the community pot idea anymore.
Well, strangely, he didn't seem actually put out about it at all. He seemed like everything worked great until a little later he starts explaining that once the other guy started making money, then it kind of fell apart. But as long as I was making more money and I was willing to play along, everything worked fine.
So it reminded me of one of my favorite stories, and I haven't read this for years on the show, so I figured it's a good time. It's from The Onion, which, of course, if you don't know, is a brilliant satirical newspaper that is available online and in print form. You can go to theonion.com and enjoy it for free. It's great. I actually was a subscriber of The Onion newspaper for a little while back in the early part of this decade, and it's a great little paper. In fact, you can pick it up free in some major metros like New York City and Washington, D.C. They actually have Onion paper boxes. You can just walk up, open it up, and get yourself a free Onion.
That's your favorite thing about going to New York City, too. You always find one of the boxes that has the Onion in it.
Did I find one last time I was in New York City? I know I found one in D.C. I don't recall New York. But anyway, the story is Marxist Apartment, a Microcosm of Why Marxism Doesn't Work. The filthy, disorganized apartment shared by three members of the Amherst College Marxist Society is a microcosm of why the social and economic utopia described in the writings of Karl Marx will never come to fruition, sources reported Monday. The history of society is the inexorable history of class struggle, said sixth-year undergraduate Kirk Dorff, 23, resting his feet resting his feet on a coffee table cluttered with unpaid bills, crusted cereal bowls, and bong water stained socialist pamphlets. The stage is set for the final struggle between the bourgeoisie and the proletariat, the true
only
productive
the bourgeoisie
class.
Don't know that they're bourgeoisie and they really don't care.
We're well aware of that here at 514 West Elm Street, unlike other apartments on this supposedly intellectual campus. Upon moving in together at the beginning of the fall 2001 semester, Dorf, Josh Foyle, and Tom Eve sat down and devised an egalitarian system for harmonious living. Each individual roommate would be assigned a task, which he would be required to carry out on a predetermined day of the week. A bulletin board in the kitchen was chosen as the spot for household announcements and to track reimbursements for common goods like toothpaste and toilet paper. "We were creating an exciting new model for living," said Dorf, stubbing his cigarette into an ashtray that had not been emptied in 6 days. "It was like we were dismantling the apparatus of the state right within our own living space." Despite the roommate's optimism, the system began to break down soon after its establishment. To settle disputes, the roommates held weekly meetings of the Committee of Three. "I brought up that I thought it was total BS that I'm like the only one who ever cooks around here, yet I have to do the dishes too," said Foyle, unaware of just how much the apartment underscores the infeasibility of scientific socialism as outlined in Das Kapital. "So we then decided that if I cook, someone else has to do the dishes. We were going to rotate bathroom cleaning duty, but then Kirk kept skipping his week, so we had to give him the duty of taking out the garbage instead. But now he has a class on Tuesday night, so we switched that with the mopping." After weeks of complaining that he was the only one who knew how to clean halfway decent, Foyle began scaling back his efforts, mirroring the sort of production problems experienced in the USSR and other Soviet bloc nations. At an October 7th meeting of the... Because, since I guess we can expand on that to somebody that's new to these ideas, because when people are all working for, you know, essentially the same amount of reward, the people that are the most productive don't have any interest in doing the maximum level of production that they're capable of. Because if you're going to get the same amount of reward, regardless of how much you produce, why would you want to work twice as hard? There's no incentive.
Yeah, there's really not.
At an October 7th meeting of the Committee
and
of Three...
If you're particularly productive, they'll give you more things to do. You know that?
Well, who wants that?
It doesn't take you very long to clean the bathroom, and it takes me forever to do the dishes. I'm sorry, you're slow.
At an October 7th meeting of the Committee of Three, more duties and a point system were added. 2 months later, however, the duty chart is all but forgotten, and the shopping list is several pages long. The roommates have also tried to implement a food sharing system with similarly poor results. The dream of equal distribution of shared goods quickly gave way to pilferage, misallocation, and hoarding. "I bought the peanut butter the first 4 times, and this organic farm's S isn't cheap," Eve said.
No, it's not.
"So ever since, I've been keeping it in my dresser drawer. If Kirk wants to make himself a sandwich, he can run to the corner store and buy some Jif." Another failed experiment involves the cigarettes bought collectively.
That's a bad idea.
Disagreements constantly arose over who smoked more than his fair share of the group's supply of American Spirit Blues. And roommates now hide individually purchased packs from each other, especially late at night when shortages are frequent. And, by the way, when goods are thrown into this common zone, like they did in the early days of the pilgrims here in America, they put everything together into the common area, of course you're going to deal, of course there's going to be a problem with people pilfering.
And they didn't really, the pilgrims were sort of, they were indentured servants to some extent because a company brought them over here, sort of paid for their voyage. They didn't do it from a philosophical angle, they did it because that's what the company said to do.
Why work when you could steal? why bother even showing up to the fields to plow them if you can just run by the store shack and rob things from it and then, you know, not work because, well, again, there's no real reward for working.
If it's even really stealing. I mean, the idea is that things are communally owned, so that's the problem here, is that everything belongs to everyone. So I can just go over to Mark and take this computer and start using it. People like to have their own things in real life, so it doesn't work out very well.
The situation is familiar to Donald Browning, author of Das Couch, History of College Marxism, 1970 to 1998. "When workers willfully become less productive, the economy of the household suffers," he said. "But in a society where a range of ability naturally exists, someone is bound to object to picking up the slack for others and end up getting all pissy, like Josh does. According to Browning, the group's lack of productivity pervades their lives, with roommates encouraging each other to skip class or work to sit on the couch smoking pot and talking politics. 800-259-9231. A few more bits of this story and your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Have you ever lived in a situation like this? Have you ever actually lived on a commune? Can you tell us what it was like? It probably wasn't too much unlike this satire. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecast again. In free trade and globalization, never before, even under British mercantilism, has transnational conglomerates from the U.S., Europe, and Japan developed a manufacturing base on the soil of another country in such a massive scale to make extraordinarily profits, keep their profits free from taxation in offshore banking centers, and destroy core manufacturing in Western countries.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This conflict over globalization and fair trade brings us into the U.S. fiscal deficit that will be close to $2 trillion this year. That, as CDS default swaps on U.S. Treasuries rise 100 basis points or $100,000 for insurance that only cost $5,000 on a five-year Treasury note a year ago.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Cycle's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. Cycle CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. And do business with business support, Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing to share one of my favorite articles from The Onion. It was actually written back in 2002, but it's still relevant today and will be relevant forever as far as I'm concerned. It's called Marxist Apartment, a Microcosm of Why Marxism Doesn't Work. And the reason I brought this up was because we actually had somebody call tonight to say that, well, at one time in his life, he had a couple roommates, and they had this communal system, and everything was fine as long as he was making the most money, since they all threw all of their money together into the same pot. But then once somebody else started making more money, then all the rules changed, because that guy didn't want to go along with the system at that point, because then he would be contributing the majority share, and then all of a sudden the system became unfair, and they broke up, and their little experiment in socialism didn't work. And so this is The Onion expanding on that idea and making fun of it. And it's one of the reasons why The Onion, I think, is the greatest newspaper ever invented, because it's, the commentary is just so poignant and so well done, so brilliant. And it's not specifically a libertarian newspaper. There are themes from all across the board in The Onion, but they definitely have some just from reading them over the years, there definitely have been some writers within The Onion's writer staff that certainly are of our mindset. Anyway, the story continues here, describing the college apartment of three college kids who are in the Amherst College Marxist Society, and how it is that their systems of communal sharing just aren't working out for them. So we continue here. One of the experts that was brought in to analyze the apartment pointed out that the group's lack of productivity pervades their lives, with roommates encouraging each other to skip class or to work or skip work to sit on the couch smoking pot and talking politics. Browning said, a spirit of free market competition in the house would likely result in better incomes or better grades. Then, instead of being hated and ostracized by the world at large, as socialist countries usually are, they could maintain effective diplomacy with their landlord, their parents, and Kirk's boss, who cut back his hours at Shaman Drum Books. The lack of funds and resulting scarcity breeds not only discontent, but also corruption. Although collectivism only works when all parties contribute to the fullest extent, Foyle hid the existence of a $245 paycheck from roommates so he would not have to pay his back rent, in essence refusing to participate in the forced voluntary taxation that is key to socialism. Even worse, Dorf, who is entrusted with bill collection and payment, recently pocketed $30, a theft that he claimed was for the heating bill, but ended up being put toward buying drinks later that night. As is human.
Yeah, this is just sort of human nature. When everything's put together and everybody decides via committee, you know, what it is that we're going to spend the money on and all that other stuff. What they're not going to spend money on is you going out and buying drinks and having a good time with your friends who aren't them. I mean, that's just not going to happen. Yeah, sure, maybe we'll have some beer in the apartment, or maybe we'll have some weed in the apartment, but you won't be able to do anything outside of it, and anything that seems like fun or entertainment, that's not going to work out. And then who's voting on what we're going to see for movies? If two guys like action movies, then one of them wants to see a chick flick now and then, that's not going to work out.
Yeah, well, I mean, what you point out there is one of the reasons why communism and socialism fail, because they're not in harmony with human nature.
Yep. You know, and really, it's the same thing in public school. If one student wants to, you know, if most of the parents of students want them to learn mathematics, well, then they'll learn mathematics. But if one of them says, well, I want my little Johnny to learn basket weaving or how to, whatever, then if there's not enough people, there's not enough demand, you're not going to get it. Tough.
800-259-9231. Browning, the expert, says, as is human nature, power tends to corrupt even the noblest of men. The more power the collective has over the lives of the individuals, as is the case in this household, the more he who is in charge of distribution has to gain by being unscrupulous. These Marxists will soon realize they overestimated how much control they would like 514 West Elm as an entity to have. So fun little story there, and I think it rings true for a lot of people who maybe they went to college and maybe they did try something like this. I don't think this is an unfamiliar story to people. where they figured that, hey, yeah, we can make this, you know, we can make this work. We'll just assign some tasks, and you guys will all do that, and we'll throw our money in, and we'll live large. And it just doesn't end up working out because the incentives aren't there for people to be frugal. If you've got a bunch of money that's all being thrown in together, and most of it isn't yours, because if it's two, if a three-roommate situation, and let's say the roommates are all making about the same amount, you're looking at you know, three times the amount that you would be making, and you have the say over how it's distributed. You've no interest in being very judicious with those other people's money. It's,
nope.
It's not your money.
What works best in roommate situations is, well, if you make a mess, clean it up. If and then maybe once a month having a cleaning day. That way, you know, the house stays relatively clean in, mm-hmm. in the process. And then when the cleanup, you know, big cleanup day comes, you do that. And then everybody takes off for that day. And then the house gets cleaned. And that's a good system. Also, buying your own food, labeling that food and putting it in. And that way, when somebody else takes, you know, I mean, they know that they're taking your food as opposed to taking the community food and eating too much of the community food and that kind of thing. It's just yours is yours, works best in the communal system.
People feel bad. I mean, if you've got the food situation going on where it's community owned and then somebody takes, you know, too much of the cereal that somebody else likes, then that causes resentment. It causes it can cause problems with those relationships. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, again, interested to know if you've ever lived in a situation like this. I don't know how many of our listeners have ever actually experienced a system, you know, whether they...
Well, if anybody's been in a roommate situation, you understand how communism doesn't work. If it's your job to clean the sink or clean the toilet or clean the bathroom, you understand that other roommate just doesn't care very much.
Pee a little bit on the seat, right?
Who cares? You know, they're just not going to... I would find that embarrassing. However,
yeah.
You know, if guys are using toilets, they're going to be not as clean with them as they, you know, should be. Also, you know, people cut their hair in the bathroom and shave, and so mm-hmm. they'll be more likely to have a little
more detritus. Yeah.
Yeah, more crap that goes around. And if they don't have to clean it, it's just not their problem.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Still to come here, coming up, The Agitator reporting on a narcotics squad that is out of control. Now, this isn't really too unusual. Cops, they get, as they were talking about in the other article, power goes to their heads. They feel like they can get away with almost anything, and sometimes they do get away with it, but if they keep trying it over and over again and they keep attempting to get away with it enough times, eventually somebody's going to show up with a video camera and they're going to get caught, and somebody's going to say something about it. But so some cops in Philly had been doing some amazingly blatantly corrupt, terrible things, and we're going to share those with you coming up here in moments, or you can dial in and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen, it's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer, and they're all free, and they pick up the tab. I'd like to just go over Moral Foundations of Capitalism. This is on June the 20th through the 26th. It's at Clemson University. It's a rigorous and interdisciplinary evaluation of the economic systems. It examines timeless questions about society, human nature, and government, with an emphasis on current events. Explore capitalism's roots in philosophy and history, as well as economic theory in the current crisis. Discuss the ideas of thinkers such as Aristotle, Adam Smith, Ayn Rand, and Friedrich Hayek. You know, it sounds like it's going to be really great. If you're in college or, you know, in that college age, go to libertarianseminars.com. The deadline for registration is March the 31st, so it's coming up quickly. You want to get registered, libertarianseminars.com.
Shopkeepers say plainclothes cops barged in, looted stores, and stole cash. The story is from Philly.com, as reported also on The Agitator. On a sweltering July afternoon in 2007, Officer Jeffrey Kudzik and his narcotics squad members raided an Olney tobacco shop. Then, with guns drawn, they did something bizarre. They smashed two surveillance cameras with a metal rod, say store owners David and Eunice Nam. The five plainclothes officers yanked the camera wires from the ceiling. They forced the slight, frail Korean couple to the vinyl floor and cuffed them with plastic wrist ties. "I'm so scared," said Eunice, who's 56. "We are on the floor, handcuffs on me. I'm so scared. I wet my pants." The officers rifled through drawers, dumped cigarette cartons on the floor, and took cash from registers. They then hauled the NAMs to jail. They were arrested for selling tiny Ziploc bags that police considered drug paraphernalia.
They've tried this time and time again, and they can't even get a law passed that says that the tiny bags are drug paraphernalia, so the cops just call it drug paraphernalia. I'm sorry, my wife gets has several of these bags, and she puts her daily vitamins in them. And
sure she does, Mark. Yeah, she's not standing out on the corner of Route 12 and handing out money to unsuspecting children?
Yeah, and
drugs, rather?
Yeah, not happening. My wife, drug treatment counselor. Little bags, sorry, people want little bags for things.
When they later unlocked their store, the NAMs alleged they discovered that a case of lighter fluid and a handful of Zippo lighters were missing. The police said they seized $2,573 in the raid. The NAMs say they actually had between $3,800 and $4,000 in the store. Now, this happens more often than you can imagine. You only actually end up hearing about it from time to time because the corrupt cops only get caught now and then. We have no idea how many cops are really engaging in corrupt activities like this, but we've certainly heard enough stories over the years to know that it happens a lot. If they pull somebody over, or in this case go into a business and just steal money from the cash register, if they pull somebody over and they've got their life savings with them of, let's say, $10,000, $20,000, they're traveling from one point to another, moving to a new house or something, whether they were going to a drug dealer or not is irrelevant. They presume that the money is being used for drugs, and they then confiscate it. Now, the police, it's up to them to write down the amount that they confiscated on the evidence forms that they have to fill out, on the paperwork that they have to do. So if they actually took $20,000, they could write down $10,000. And that means that remaining $10,000 goes into their pocket. And what do you do about that? I mean, if you're the victim of this theft, if you are the NAMs in this case, and you had $4,000 in your safe in the back or whatever, and they took all $4,000 and then they said they only took $2,500, all you can do is say, hey, you're lying.
Yeah, and the idea that they're taking cash from people that they haven't been able to get, catch with drugs. Sorry, it's, even if you claim that it's your job to catch drugs, it's your job to catch drugs, not to catch cash. I mean, what if somebody's out going and attempting to buy a car or something like that? Big deal, they're carrying some cash on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's illegal. There's nothing wrong with cash. It says legal tender on it.
Well, until they decide otherwise.
Right, until they decide it's illegal tender.
The NAM story is strikingly similar to those told by other mom-and-pop store owners from the Dominicans in Hunting Park to the Jordanians in South Philadelphia. The Daily News interviewed 7 store owners and an attorney representing another. Independently, they told similar stories. Officer Kujic and fellow officers destroyed or cut the wires to surveillance cameras. Some store owners said they watched as officers took food and slurped on energy drinks. Other store owners said cigarette cartons, batteries, cell phones, and candy bars were missing after the raids. The officers also confiscated cash from the stores, a routine practice in the narcotics field unit raids, but they didn't record the full amount on police property receipts, allege the shop owners. These are 7 different shop owners who are all making the same allegations about these guys. In one case, officers failed to document about $8,200. In another, about $7,000.
Getting little bonuses.
Yeah, so apparently, it's pretty nice extra little chunks of change.
Well,
there
they go in with 8 officers, so a grand apiece. It's not like you're going to buy a wedding band or a diamond ring or anything with it.
Did it say there were 8 officers?
Didn't you just say that?
It just said, I don't know, maybe I did. It said the narcotics squad, so who knows how many that is. Anyway, I know it was 7 stores, and so there were 8 cases, rather. So in all 8 cases, Officer Kujic applied for the search warrant and played a key role in the bust. The store owners were charged with possessing and delivering drug paraphernalia, specifically the tiny bags. In the cases that have been settled, judges sentenced the store owners to probation or less. So the judges are, as usual, taking the side of the state. They're not doing anything to help these people out, even though it seems pretty obvious that there's some railroading going on here, that there's some unfair police tactics and targeting happening here. The judges are just moving them through the system. Okay, we've got their money, so we'll just give them probation and let them off the hook. So they're not putting them in jail. They're just extracting money from them.
That's what the system's there for. Sorry. It just is.
And letting them go. As for those broken surveillance cameras, officers have no reason to cut camera wires or destroy cameras, said a high-ranking Philly police official who requested anonymity, none whatsoever. It would look like they're trying to hide something, the official said.
It looks like to me.
It would look like they don't want to be on the surveillance camera themselves. An attorney representing Kudzik said the store owner's allegations are false. That's right. All 7 or 8 of these unrelated store owners in various different parts of the city have gotten together to plot against one police officer, right? Is that what now we're being told to believe this story? Amazing. Says that now the Daily News has created a mass hysteria concerning the Philadelphia Narcotics Unit. It comes as no surprise that every defendant ever arrested will now proclaim their innocence and bark about being mistreated, he wrote in an email to the Daily News. Suffice it to say, there is not a scintilla of truth to such convenient protestations. They didn't do the right thing, said Mo Magtha, who runs his father's South Philly tobacco shop, which was raided in 2007. You're not allowed to sell those bags, okay? Just take them out. You don't have to rob my store and steal my cigarettes. At least 3 former police informants who worked with Kudzik told the Daily News that he often gave them cartons of cigarettes. When he would raid a corner store, he'd give me cigarettes from them, said Tiffany Gorham, a former informant. Kudzik's at the center of an expanding federal and local probe into allegations he lied on search warrant applications to gain access to suspected drug homes and that he became too close with his informants. He rented a house to one and allegedly provided bail money to Ms. Gorham.
That means he's humping them.
He is all over the place with. I mean, this guy is corrupt in every way you've ever heard that a cop can be corrupt. After a Daily News report detailing the allegations, authorities formed a special task force composed of FBI agents and internal affairs officers to investigate. The store owner's allegations of theft and damage to surveillance cameras could implicate, in addition to Kudzik, at least 17 other officers and 3 police supervisors, all in the narcotics field unit. What a shock. The cops engaged in the particular department that has to do with vice crime, that has to do with prohibition, are the most likely cops to be the ones out there robbing convenience store owners and stealing things from people. Prohibition has unintended consequences, doesn't it? 800-259-9231 is the number. You can chime in on this or bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now, a quick word with Tony O'Donnell. He's America's favorite authority on healthy living, and now he's got a formula called Ruby Reds that will get us on the path to longer, happier lives. Tony, what does a person feel when they start to drink Ruby Reds?
Well, Ruby Reds will help them feel like they're at 100%, and it's made with exotic red fruits, immune boosters, energy boosters, all the best stuff that you'll actually feel working.
When I mix Ruby Reds into water and make this delicious drink, why is that so good for my body?
Well, Ruby Reds is packed with so many great vitamins, minerals, digestive aids, and of course, antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you have a serving, John, of Ruby Reds, it gives you the antioxidant power of a large bowl filled with fruits and vegetables. And best of all, Ruby Reds has no added sugar, no carbs, and only 30 calories.
Today, you can try it risk-free and ask how you can get a free gift with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. 1-800-204-6421.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support us, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Learn how to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners to the program. You can get all the details over at promote.freetalklive.com. Promote.freetalklive.com. So the story here from philly.com about these corrupt cops that have been unearthed by about more than a half a dozen store owners of various different convenience store style businesses in the city of Philadelphia and various different areas of the city have essentially outed one cop in particular and all of the rest of his buddies on the narcotics squad for coming in, raiding their businesses, destroying their security cameras, stealing cash, stealing food, stealing drinks, and then arresting them and charging them with selling drug paraphernalia, which specifically they're referring to
little baggies.
Yeah, teeny little Ziploc baggies, essentially, that they say are for tobacco. And who are the cops to claim that they're anything else? But they'll get probation from the judge, and essentially what the outcome of all this is that these people have their property destroyed and stolen by the police. They have cash stolen from them. They're convicted when they end up going to court, and so they can't say anything to any of it. The money's gone. They can't get it back. They've been convicted. It's over. I mean, they can talk to the news media, and
that just goes to show how the whole plea bargaining system that we have, which is just criminal. It's criminal. The whole plea bargaining system we have screws everyone. It screws victims. It screws perpetrators. It screws everybody but the state. It is made in order to benefit the state. First off, we have way too many crimes out there, so you shouldn't be running as many people through the system as we do. If we got rid of drug crimes, the system would be easily able to handle the amount of criminals
real criminals
real criminals that it's dealing with. First off, When you have a plea bargaining system, you have people like this who are plea bargaining to having drug paraphernalia when they have plastic bags because they're scared. This just goes to show this doesn't have anything to do with catching criminals. It has to do with putting people in front of this heartless, soulless state, scaring the crap out of them and telling them, look, either you have the option of taking this plea bargain for a few months probation, or you can pay tens of thousands of dollars to an attorney to try to get you out of it. Or you can take our crappy, public defender, and then you really are going to lose.
The system is also structured so that in order to get people to plea out, because that's what they want you to do, they essentially make sentences that are much more severe than they would actually be if that's the sentence they intended to impose on people. So I don't know what you're looking at potentially for, selling drug paraphernalia, plastic bags, but it could be a few years in prison.
Well, maybe
up to a year either way.
Maybe that's what they're facing.
Right, even if it's 3 to 6 months. These are business owners we're talking about here.
Right, their business is under in 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And also victims. When you have, people, obviously real crimes occur, and the victims often feel like, my God, this person didn't get a big enough sentence. Well, that's the first step is getting rid of this plea bargaining system, then you wouldn't have victims saying that. Mm-hmm. Because now you have the people that committed these crimes able to plea out to a lesser charge and get away with it.
The store owner is continuing from Philly.com. Typically had thousands of dollars in cash on hand at the time of the raids. The money came from lottery, cigarette, and phone card sales. They also used cash to pay wholesale grocery vendors and store rent or mortgages, they said. Luciano Estevez, 39, and they're picking on all immigrants, by the way, here, I'd point out. A Dominican who co-owns the JR Mini Market in West Philly was raided in August 2008, said he had about $9,000 in the store, but the property receipt that the police wrote up documented about $800 of that $9,000.
Cha-ching.
They take that money and don't write it down. They are supposed to be the law, said Estevez. Taking money like that, I don't think that's right. We pay a lot of taxes. Isn't that nice? You get to pay taxes every single month or, every year or whenever the tax bill comes due. And then they take your tax money. They use it to fund the police. And part of the police is the narcotics squad. So your tax money is going to pay the paychecks of the very same men who then come into your business
and smash bonuses
and smash and grab and take thousands of your hard-earned dollars. And then next year, another tax bill's going to come. I mean, if you manage to stay in business after they nabbed you for $9,000 and put you through the ringer, then your next tax bill comes, and you don't get to say, no thanks. I'll pass on paying this time around because your men came and destroyed my livelihood last year. I think I'll withhold this year. Thanks very much. You don't get to do that because if you don't pay the taxes, then those same men or maybe some of their other compadres in the police department are going to show up and they're going to shut you down this time. For non-payment of taxes.
You know, and people can say to themselves, and I am to some extent saying this to myself, well, that's Philly. It's Philly, right? Well, yeah, it is Philly. But because it's happening, it may be happening at a bigger level in Philly because it's a bigger town and, maybe it's more corrupt or whatever story you have about Philly, because I have that same story.
Well, what was your story Saturday night? The story we led the show with Saturday night was about Texas, podunk town out in the middle of nowhere where just as much corruption is going on.
My story is that, I move to, civilized towns. I don't go to, big corrupt cities or little corrupt towns. I live
in the middle ground, huh?
Right. But it's still happening in your town. It's just happening less. A police officer, instead of taking $8,000 bonuses, is taking $800 bonuses now and then when he can do it. And, cops are dragging in people they shouldn't be dragging in on a regular basis, a less regular basis than they are in these big towns. It's just happening less. It's still unacceptable.
Estevez, who came to the U.S. in 1985, is a lot like other store owners who were interviewed by the Daily News, immigrants who live here legally and have no prior criminal records in Philly. They commonly open their shops just after dawn and close long after dark.
These guys work.
Emilio Vargas, who owns the building that houses the Dominguez grocery store, which was raided back in March of 2007, said, "I believed in the American dream, and I still do. I believe that if you work hard, you get ahead. But everything changed after this," said Vargas, who came back in 1996 from the Dominican Republic. He said, "I never had a drug in my hands. I'd never been in trouble. I used to believe in justice in America, and I don't know now. It makes me question the justice system." And it should. But the sad part is, most people don't question...
I stopped asking myself those questions.
Most people don't question the justice system until the brunt of it, the brunt of its insanity and its unfairness, comes down on their heads.
Yeah. That's when the questions start getting asked.
And it's too late at that point. At that point, you've already become a victim. They've already extracted your hard-earned money from you. They've destroyed your livelihood. They've destroyed your family. Whatever it is that they've destroyed about your life, then you're left stunned. You're left reeling. You don't know what to say. You thought that this whole time you lived in a free country, and then now they can do this to you, and they can get away with it? And they all protect one another instead of doing a real investigation and actually questioning their own men. They just back each other up. I mean, how frustrating this has to be for these people.
They just insulate themselves. They have themselves as friends. So the judges hang out with judges and lawyers that kiss their butts and, community leaders and stuff like that. People that just back them up. And they never really get to hear that, hey, the average person really does think that the judicial system in America is broken.
Well, what's their incentive to change it, too? The people who actually are corrupt and covering for each other, they're not getting caught on a regular basis.
Nope.
Once in a while, one of them will get nabbed, and a lot of times they're just throwing somebody up as a sacrifice so the rest of them can kind of keep their thing going.
So true.
But what's their incentive to come forward if, by and large, they're getting away with it and they're making money for themselves?
During the raid, Vargas said Kujik and fellow squad members confiscated $700 in phone card money that he kept in a cigar box, $1,500 in a bag to pay vendors, $200 in the cash register, and $1,400 from his pocket to pay the mortgage, totaling $3,800. The police property receipt that the officer filed, however, reports that only $1,456 was seized. He said they opened the fridge doors and took juices, energy drinks. They emptied it. A judge dismissed all charges against Vargas after ruling the prosecutors failed to present their case in a timely fashion. Rattled by the ordeal, he said he now works in another grocery store far from the original neighborhood he used to work in. He said, "I didn't want to go back. It was too much for me. I didn't want anything like that to happen again." Store owners interviewed said they paid hundreds of dollars in bail and legal fees after their arrests. They lost thousands more because in many cases their stores were shuttered for periods of days or weeks. They said, "All my store was messed up," said David Nam, age 62. "I found my wallet, my keys thrown on the floor, cigarette boxes all over the floor. I think of
this..." Can you imagine how this guy felt when he finally did get through the booking process and came back to see his store? You know, he unlocks the door and...
Wrecked.
You know, it's wrecked. It's wrecked by these people that he's been paying their salaries all along, and they just come in there and they steal his money like it's okay. They take his money, they take his drinks, they treat him like crap, and, you know, he's got to end up... pleading to this judge.
Apparently it is okay because they keep getting away with it and there's not much that we can do about it.
This is how we treat, new people to our country.
More coming up tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax.